Welcome to this special episode of Reviewing on Channel 9. We recently had this big event down in San Francisco, and one of the stars of that event was RE3W. So we're going to talk to them and find out what their application was and why it was important for this event to show their application with the capabilities of Microsoft's platform technologies added to it. So on Channel 9, we start the video out by saying, who are you?
Who are I? I'm Richard Frost. I'm the founder and chief executive officer of RE3W.
I'm Nate Olson. I'm the director of product and business development.
We're glad to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, we've got a big day.
So, you know, we just got through doing the dry run for this event on November 1st. That by the time this video is live, the event's already happened. So, I guess we're talking in the past or the future or something like that.
Yeah.
How do you think the concepts going through with RE3W, Microsoft Platform Technologies, web services, and Windows?
Well, as I made the presentation today, the thing that always comes back to me is that we couldn't literally do the things that we do without Microsoft technology. And I made a comment that I really believe that in the future, that people are going to look back and it's really going to be web services that are the big differentiators of web applications in the future. And we literally have been able to bring a certain product in use of that product to our customers that literally couldn't have been done before without virtual.
And what exactly is your product?
Forgive me. We're a technology company, but our goal is to revolutionize the commercial real estate transaction process from origination through closing. What we mean by that is we view origination as the moment that someone's walking down the street and they see a piece of property that they want to know who owns that piece of property that minute. Because most of what goes on in our business is by visionaries. And they see a piece of property, they see something that communicates the use of that property, totally different to them than even you or Nate. And then taking that transaction or that initial reaction all the way through the steps of a transaction to where you can close it and end up owning the property. So that's what R3W is doing.
And how long have you been working on this product?
Ah, terrible to say. It's been a labor of love. I've been in the commercial real estate business my entire life, and really the inspiration out of this came out of some very large transactions that I was involved in late 1999, and I just got done with it. It was one sale I worked on that was $156 million, and I just got done with it, and it was just so difficult. And then a subsequent transaction that year was so difficult that I just took it upon myself and said, I'm going to be the guy and I'm going to think of a whole new way to do commercial real estate transactions. There's an old saying that I go by, and that's ignorance is bliss. And that's certainly what I got myself into. But we're very excited, and it's been a transition of events and people that we've met that have allowed us to be where we are today. And each one of those things appeared for us at the right time. And our relationship with Microsoft actually started back in the heydays in early 2000. And of course, everything crashed after that, and then we hung on, and here we are back again.
Now, when you talk about what your application is doing, this whole concept of doing real estate and property transaction sort of stuff, that sounds really specialized to me. It sounds like it's not only a niche market, but even the things you're needing to touch are kind of these niche-y sorts of things. How exactly is web services playing a role in that?
Well, in the first of all, I want to confirm that our application is a very sophisticated, difficult application to execute from a development standpoint. And because of the unique nature and needs of the commercial real estate participants, a totally different environment than a residential real estate participant. In the commercial arena, they're talking about big sums of money. They have daily transaction needs. And the people that are in the industry, and this is not to say anything about the residential industry, but they're extremely well-educated and entrepreneurial individuals. The things that they deal with many times are the unknowns. So they deal with properties that are vacant. They deal with properties that have no situs address. And so web services, particularly Virtual Earth, brought the whole concept of being able to visualize the origination process. So if I'm an investor in New York City and I'm interested in buying a property in Phoenix, I can literally now fly into Phoenix with my Virtual Earth. I can use the eagle eye, I mean, the, forgive me, bird's eye, and I can find a property they want, I can click and I can view the area. And then what's so wonderful with our technology that we have a patent pending on is that I can literally draw a box on the map, hit search, and I can find out who owns that property. And then with a lot of other services that we call in, web services, we're able to bring in parcel maps, set up files, get people's phone numbers, and set up a way to communicate and collaborate with those individuals like it's never been done before. We couldn't do it without web services. It could not be done.
So I see, it's like, so you got Virtual Earth that you're calling in as a web service. You've got this parcel map stuff that you're calling as web service. You're doing some sort of phone lookup things web service wise. So a couple of those are narrow. If the property maps are very specific to industry, but Virtual Earth and phone lookup and some of these addressing things are actually fairly general purpose web services.
Right.
If you're actually taking a mix of general purpose and specific purpose web services and turning them into a very specific application.
That's right. And I think I should point out too that the kinds of services we're providing aren't these free things you find on the internet. I mean, our principal investor in our company is the First American Corporation. They're the largest provider of data in the United States, extremely sophisticated organization covering, I think they do have the largest real estate databases in the United States. So the calls that we make to their application to in turn enrich our application, that's an expensive process, and it's their data and their use of their data is very expensive. We pay these providers that are on our site to allow us to get this. So our phone number lookup is the largest reverse telephone directory in the United States. We've put a lot of effort and investment into building this infrastructure so that people can do what they do.
So you're actually then subscribing to web service, so you're paying those companies money.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a secure pipe that you're connecting to, but you're still using standard WSBL web services call to get access.
That's right. And Web can, Nate can testify that we've got, we get a very exciting response from our clients and people that we go out and make sales calls on when we show them this technology.
Yeah, in fact, most of our the services that we've brought into our application are customer driven. You know, so our customers, the real estate professionals have said, gee, I want to do this. I want to be able to, I've got the property information. Can I get the phone number? So we've gone out and looked for other services to provide to our customer on one platform, which is the RE3W application. And that's what's so great about it is through services, we're able to pull all different kinds of services that typically our customers would use in multiple multiple locations. We pull them onto one platform through our application.
Yeah, and I think it's important to mention too that customer-driven need. One of the things that our customers do is a lot of them use Outlook, and they're in Outlook all day long. So we just recently built a component that allows RE3W to reside right in Outlook. We have another component that we built for Word that allows us to take, you can be in Word and you can go into RE3W and pull information out of RE3W web application and populate your Word documents. And those are really customer driven types of things that we've done.
And it's by interacting and interfacing with these other components of their systems allows you to take and focus mainly on your core competencies, which is understanding the process necessary for putting together a real estate planning program. Because your specialty isn't on Virtual Earth Google Maps things, it's not on getting property maps and doing that sort of stuff, but other people are, and you know who those people are, and so you're working with them to write an application that ties them together for your
company. Yeah, and I think I just want to make a point. As we sit here today, there's no other company that offers the web services that Microsoft offers. We could not achieve what we showed you today if it wasn't for the technology that you've advanced in this whole area. There just isn't anything out there. In fact, what we showed today cannot be done anywhere else. So we're excited.
It's great too because, you know, like you mentioned, Robert, services, there's lots of services out there that we're not great at building. But through the Microsoft technology, we can pull that service into our application, and it just makes our application that much better too. Because hey, we're taking this great technology, this great service from another company, and offering it through RE3W, and it dramatically accelerates the real estate transaction. Because instead of going through you know, 10, 15, 20 different processes and different places to pull information, they go to one. And they come to us, and we're aggregating all of those services and information for our customers so they can have it instantly at their fingertips.
You know, the other thing that surprised us, too, as big of a company as Microsoft is, we found the company to be so responsive. And this isn't like an ad for Microsoft, but I just want to say it because it's interesting. Even before your invitation to participate in this announcement, we have had such a great relationship with everyone that we've contacted because of the difficulty of our application. And our whole application is developed in Eastern Europe. It's developed, our development partner is SoftServe in Lviv, Ukraine. And our guys go over there, we have our guys there, guys here. And we've gotten into a number of development issues. They've always gotten a great response from the people that they've contacted at Microsoft. Microsoft's always been interested in talking to us. So they're not this difficult, big machine that we needed to get a hold of. It was always very easy for us to find the person that we needed, get the question answered, and then move on with our development.
We're just people, you know.
It was nice meeting Ray Ossie this morning, you know, and he's just a great guy. I mean, he was just everyone that we met there. We're just great people, and they're all having a lot of fun, and the Xbox stuff was just amazing. Yeah, so we really enjoyed it.
So can you show us an amazing thing that you guys have?
Yes, I think, you know, let's let
Nate give you guys a test drive here.
So show us the demo.
Okay, so what we're looking at is a RE3W homepage, and we really leveraged and built a SharePoint dashboard and pulled in different web parts. And also build some of our own custom web parts. So over here on the right, I have a list of real estate files. These are actual digital files that I've created on specific properties, and I can import or add any piece of information that I deem relevant about this specific piece of property. It could be deeds, floor plans, site plans, aerial photos, and we'll take a look at one of those files here in a minute. But this is just a dashboard concept where I have the stock ticker and information here up on the screen. So one of the things that we like to think of with our application and explaining it is we kind of coined the phrase S3 technology, which stands for search, store, and share. So we have built tools to help people search for the properties that they're looking for. And these tools don't really exist anywhere else, and we're really excited about them. So I'm going to show you one that we've done incorporating services from Microsoft Virtual Earth. So I'm just going to select my search in California and San Francisco. And
can I make one quick comment, Nate? I think it's important for your viewers to know, when Nate searches our database has over 88 million properties in it. So it covers just about the land area that's under the feet of about 70% of the people in the United States. And we don't have properties that are listed for sale, we have every property.
So what did we just bring in here? We just went from your SharePoint site to something very different here.
Okay.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we've incorporated this service from Virtual Earth, and we've pulled up an aerial view of...
So you queried about 88 million?
Not yet.
Okay.
Right now, I'm trying to find a piece of property. And oftentimes in commercial real estate, maybe I'm not there, maybe it's vacant. I can use Virtual Earth to help me identify better the property that I'm interested in.
Okay.
So in this case, I've zoomed down onto the Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco.
So you're thinking about buying the Transamerica Pyramid, is that it?
Yeah, I'm just going to write a check.
Right? Yeah, Nate just got a bonus.
Yeah. I'm just going to write a check.
You have a very well-paying company.
Yeah. Well, the services we offer there, they're great. Yeah.
You know, and I think why Nate does this, it's important to point out that to consider the consequences. Nate could be anywhere in the world looking at this property over our site.
So I've located the Transamerica Pyramid, and the satellite image is nice, but what if it doesn't have any depth or dimension to it? So what I can do is click on this bird's eye image and actually pull up a 45 degree oblique photo of the building, and I can walk around it and look at the building from the north, from the west, from the south, back to the east, and I can even zoom in on the photo, and really, this really gives me a sense of what the property looks like. And now watch this is where we think the magic really starts with this. and I can select this polygon tool and just draw a box around the property that I'm interested in. And when I click search, we're pulling in services from, we're actually searching our property database. And we'll talk about the services that we pull in, but I've actually pulled up a list.
So how many, you mentioned that your property database is?
It's 88 million. It's over 88 million properties. It covers most of the United States, Hawaii, Alaska, the American Virgin Islands. I don't think we have any information on property in Wyoming, North Dakota, or South Dakota, or Nebraska, or Vermont. But just about everything else. Wow. And so it isn't just a database of properties for sale. It's every piece of property that people need to find it, acquire it, to find out about it, and develop it.
So in this case, I've actually returned all of the property owners within this box. And if I want to get additional information, I can click on this parcel map tab and actually pull up a parcel map. And this comes via services from the First American Corporation. And so I can come back to my aerial photo.
So you've actually got two web services in play here. One is the virtual earth service you're calling. The other is the parcel map.
Exactly, and as you notice, I can look. What's nice about the parcel map, I can zoom in really close. I can even read the dimensions of the lot. You know, that's 205 feet, and see the parcel number. Zoom back out a little bit, and I can easily identify which parcel is the Transamerica Pyramid. And if I want to check again, I can just click on the roadmap. And you know, here's Washington Street, Montgomery, Clay, etc. I mean, it just really is a useful tool to find a piece of property. So I can go back to my search results, and these screens, I can go back to my full screen view if I need to get even a closer, more detailed look at the information. And just as a little development note, one thing that's nice about this is it's all done without refresh. So we're actually pulling all these services here without even refreshing the screen. So maybe the developers will find that interesting, not necessarily our users.
So you're using the standard Ajax technology and stuff like that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So were you involved in the development? You have a partner that does your development and so forth. A lot of the technologies that you're using to build this application and stitch it together, did you get involved in that? Can you talk a little bit
about that? Oh yeah, absolutely. When we first decided to build this application, you know, we really, how are we going to build this? And we came across this company in Eastern Europe, SoftServe, and we found them to be an amazing development partner for us. They're the largest development company in the Ukraine. They have between 400 and 500 engineers, and they suggested at the time, this was 4 or 5 years ago, that we consider developing our application in .NET. And at the time, that was really an unproven technology. It was fairly new from Microsoft. It was certainly new to us. And they said, why don't you try this? We think this is where the industry is going to go. And in retrospect, certainly that was one of the best decisions that we ever made.
It was.
To develop in .NET and use that platform for our application. And they're a Microsoft Gold partner, SoftServe is, and they've just been amazing to work for.
You know, people talk about doing a lot of development partnering in India. The thing that we found with our friends at SoftServe is that everyone on our team speaks just tremendous English. We have phone calls with them every week. They're big communicators. They've even put an individual and their staff in our office full time. So we've got a tremendous relationship with them. In preparation of getting ready for the demo that we did today, they flew in one of their top engineers and a couple of their guys to work with us locally. So we were able to literally work 24 hours a day to get everything ready. And they've done a tremendous job.
I think one of the things too that was fun when we were contacted for this opportunity with Microsoft, we had Roberts has a development team that offered their assistance, and we really didn't even use them. We didn't need to in preparing for this demo and this press release. So.
What other things have we done, Nate, besides just the .NET? We've got a lot of other Microsoft technology woven into this thing.
Well, number one, it's what's interesting on the back end of this application. For our customer management, we actually tie into Microsoft Great Plains. We tie into Microsoft CRM. We from a programming standpoint, about 95% of our programming has been done in C Sharp, and but we have a lot of SQL code, SQL code, some JavaScripts, and etc. But one of the things I wanted to show also in this application is a lot of other applications stop right here. You find the property that you're looking for.
Well, you can't find it this way, you know.
Yeah, and they just print out a property profile. What we've done that's really unique is we allow you to actually take this property and set up a file. And this file, we can just give it a name, Transamerica. And when we set up this file, it's really interesting. Again, we make a call to First American and pull in their services because our database we update probably every couple months. Occasionally, First American will receive an update on this property before we've had a chance to update it. But to make sure that the data is fresh and the most current data available, we just check them again when we're setting up the file so that our file's populated.
This one here looks like their name change. It looks like it's probably someone a little on the anal side. All they did is took an ampersand in the name.
That's right.
Oh, you got that, yeah.
And sometimes it'll be an ampersand in the legal description. But what's nice to know is that this file, now that it's created, has all the current information. And then it takes me back to a list of all my files. And let's go ahead and go in and take a look at one of these files. So if I click on the Transamerica building, this file, my file is organized into folders. And each folder has information about this piece of property. In this particular folder, the contacts folder, I pull in the owner's name, his mailing address, and in this case, I've populated this file with the phone number. And one of the things is that I didn't have this phone number available previously, and we've added another service, which is this nationwide phone directory. So I can actually come in and click on this address and do a reverse address search on the owner's mailing address.
So if you didn't have the phone number, but you knew what the address was, this would let you get the phone number, and then you pester the guy until he sold it to you, right?
That's right.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, I can put in the address of a specific building, and it'll return me a list of all the listed tenants in that building. So that's kind of exciting, too. If it's a high-rise office building or there's just three or four tenants in the building, I can do that.
And that particularly is very valuable in our business. If you're searching through an LLC or some kind of an elaborate ownership entity, a lot of times you'll have an address of an agent of process or something, and this is a way for you to pinpoint and try to find that a particular person at an address. Mm-hmm. It's part of the Dick Tracy game, you know?
So that was actually two different web services you called there. One was web service to do the reverse name lookup, and the other was to look up the do not call registry.
That's right.
Yes.
And so if they are in the do not call registry, they're tagged, so we know not to call them. Another service, this isn't as much a service as it is a link, but we have linked to all of the Department of Corporation lookups throughout the United States. So if the owner entity is an LLC or a corporation, it's real easy for me to go in here and perform an LLC search. In this case, I'll search California, and one of the properties where our office is located is on 1200 Quail. I can just do a quick search here, and it gives me the agent of process for this LLC.
So now this is an example of here's a functionality that is not currently exposed to the web service, and therefore you can't pull it into your application, but instead you just have to supply this link that makes the user now do some work, whereas if they actually provided a web service for this feature, you now can take and actually pull that data, display it within your application, and display it appropriately.
That's right, and if it matches exactly, we can do it in real time.
Yeah.
So which would be good. And then what we allow you to do is also push this information right to Outlook. So when I click on this email Outlook button, I've now pushed all this contact information right into Outlook, and we also we actually populate Outlook via XML. So there's no attachment to open, there's no V card to unlock.
it's just automatically created that contact without the user doing anything more than pushing it.
Yeah, and we've actually built our own Outlook components too, because we have a number of additional fields that we've built into Outlook for people to search and categorize by and assist them in the communications process.
One nice feature about this too is early on I mentioned our S3 technology, search, store, and share. So now we've searched for a property, we have taken all this information and stored it into a file, and now we can selectively share the information in the file with other parties. So for example, let's say in this Transamerica building, I have some reports or some deeds, and I want to actually share them with the owner. I can actually provide him with a login and password to RA3W, and when he logs in, he's presented with the same file, this Transamerica file, and I can selectively share different information in the file with him. And he can add documents, and we can collaborate on those documents together, and they're stored in a single repository or document library, and it just completely speeds up that transaction process.
What's this alert button for?
Well, this is just a simple alert that we've created, is that whenever a document is added into this library, it just sends me an email notifying me that if maybe an attorney has made comments on a purchase sale agreement, that those are ready now for me to go and review and approve or disapprove. And also we can do some version tracking here and seeing that you'll notice here I have who's added this document, the date that it was added, and so forth. Another great feature is, let's say it's been 6 months, a year since I've been in this file, and maybe the property owner has changed. Well, I can come in here into this Manage File tab and just click, let's look on a different file here. We'll go into the Bellagio. This is actually a file in the Bellagio Hotel in Vegas. I can go into Manage File, and I have this Update Property button. And when I click on the Update Property button, I actually go to First American again and check to see if that property's been updated. And it may have been that they've updated the parcel number in this example. If a change is made to the file, the nice thing we do too is that in the notes section, we will record any updates that are made to this file in the notes. So I can go back and look at a history of the owners and so forth.
Now, I remember you saying some of this is based on the SharePoint technologies.
Yeah, one of the things we look at doing is leveraging SharePoint in our document section. Mm-hmm. And so in allowing that collaboration through SharePoint, the great thing about SharePoint is that I can edit my documents right in Word, press save in Word, and it'll automatically save that information directly back in the file without having to re-upload another document.
But you're like programmatically controlling what the layout is and what the look and feel is, because this doesn't look like SharePoint to me. But you're still using SharePoint as some of the underlying infrastructure because you didn't want to invent that yourself and it's already built in. But now you can take and leverage it to your best ability to your customers properly.
Yeah, we're doing that a lot.
Yeah. In fact, it's interesting. Tell them the comment about our one client and his experience with that escrow. And that's really driven his subscribing to RA3W.
Yeah, one of the great things, one of our clients came to us and said, hey, we've got a problem. And the problem is that we have 10 or 12 properties in escrow, and we have documents going back and forth, and right now we're only using email to track those documents. What can you do to help us keep better track of our documents, to know what comments I need to make? And even more so, you know, they're effectively using the comment tracker in Word, you know, so they're inserting their comments so you can collaborate that way, but they're still losing track of the versions through their email. So leveraging SharePoint has really allowed them to speed up their process and really keep track of their documents. Mm-hmm. And that was a great solution for our customer. And it's a real problem, and it was a real solution. And we think it'll be a great solution for other people too. You know, one of the things about the real estate industry is we think that they're a little bit behind in technology, and through these services that we introduce to them, we think will really revolutionize the way that they collaborate and close on properties.
So, I mean, your customers obviously are gaining a lot of value from the functionality you're providing them. What do you see as the next challenge you guys want to undertake?
Well, we've got a whole agenda. You know, it's interesting. This is our first phase. So this is the, we call this phase one. We're almost done with phase one. We have seven phases of development plan for our R3W. And the great thing about it is that most people think this is our application. And this isn't our application. You know, this is the...
Sure looks like an application to me.
Yeah. I mean, this is just the first phase. So we're hopeful that we'll be able to execute the other phases of our application just as well as we've done this. But there's really a lot of new innovative things that we're trying to do. And we've got a course that already laid out, and we're a little behind schedule, but we think it'll take us a number of years to get it all done. But we're kind of keeping those under wrap for right now.
And we'll there are certain services. Obviously, we'll be adding more and more services as we go, and also we'll be leveraging our existing relationships with, like, the First American Corporation, and being able to continue our relationship with them and adding more services than just data from First American. And that obviously, you know, title and escrow services that tie right into the application.
Yeah, in fact, we'll be building in, we understand that the release for Birdseye will be in mid-November, in just a couple weeks. And so we've already started our guys, we're supposed to be getting the control information and all that from your development team, so that we'll be ready to go for all of our clients with Birdseye for across the United States on mid-November.
Wow. Well, I mean,
we're excited about that.
Yeah,
that's our next big thing.
I think you guys have a great application here, and I almost wish I was a real estate agent to actually make use of it and maybe beat out some of the other real estate agents around me and stuff like that. But because it's something that really helped productivity, it would help me understand how to get into the market and how to understand the property better rather than, you know, wearing out some of my shoe leather and phone calls and stuff like that to get this information through other means. But I appreciate the time you guys spent talking about it.
Thank
here.
You.
And Your ability to participate in the event we just got through holding, or will hold, or did hold, or whatever. This whole time travel stuff just boggles my mind a bit. But thanks for joining us.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you.